Okay, we're starting here at the top of Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, 8 lines down. My time Gazru Bei Rabbanan Tuma. Why were the Rabbanan Gozer Tuma in these instances? The Gemara is now discussing what the 18 items that were Nigzar on that day. We brought a Mishnah from Zavin. That Mishnah discusses 9 items that were Nigzar Bo Beyom. And the Gemara is going to start one by one, is breaking them down to understand what the Gzera was, whose opinion it is. So we started with the first two, which were Ochel Ochel Rishon, someone who eats an Ochel that is a Rishon Letuma, and someone who eats an Ochel that is a Sheni Letuma. If he consumes either of those items, then he is Tameh. But he comes a Sheni Letuma. He's a Sheni Letuma, which the definition of is that he can be Posel Truma. A Sheni can make a Shlishi in Truma, but that's it. It's not Mitameh, because Truma ends at a Shlishi Letuma. So that is what we have in our Mishnah, because it says here, Puslim et Truma, which means it only makes a Shlishi. And then that's going from a Sheni to a Shlishi. And that's someone who eats a Rishon, someone who eats a Sheni becomes a Sheni. The Gemara asks, who's the author of that position? We saw that's a machlok between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer. And that's from the Gemara in Chulin. Rabbi Eliezer says that if you eat a Rishon, you're a Rishon. You eat a Sheni, you're a Sheni. Rabbi Yeshua says, whether you eat a Rishon or whether you eat a Sheni, you are a Sheni. Gemara in Chulin discusses more in detail their opinions as to why Rabbi Yeshua believes that everything makes you into a Sheni, and whereas Rabbi Eliezer believes that you stay on the same level as that which you eat. So now the Gemara wants to know, my time Gazru Bei Rabban and Tuma. Why the Rabban goes there, Tuma, when you eat or consume a Sheni the Tuma or a Rishon the Tuma? So Gemara says, Dezimnin de Ochel Ochlim Tumeim. Sometimes you'll be eating these Ochlim Tumeim. V'shakil Mashkim de Tuma. And you go to grab a drink of Tuma. V'shadi the Pumei. And he sticks it in his mouth. And he makes the Tuma Pasul. Because a Rishon and a Sheni the Tuma in Ochel will affect Mashkim of Tuma. Since they will affect the mashkim of truma, we don't want you eating something that's tamei and then having the mashkim of truma be in your mouth together, because then you're being mitamei truma, which is problematic. So we said, don't do that. If you eat them, it's going to make your body into a sheni letuma. Once it does that, you're not going to get engaged with truma whatsoever. So we don't have that chashash. Right. The gzera is for everyone, but it is purposes for the kohanim. But the gzera took hold on everyone, because otherwise it wouldn't hold. The Mishnah says at other places in terms of netilat yadayim, that even though netilat yadayim is really focused on the kohanim, who are going to eat truma, unless they were gozer the gzera in its entirety on everyone, because otherwise it would not take hold. So the same thing here. Everybody becomes tamei in these instances, even though, right, the chashash is really by a kohen who is drinking truma. So then, shutem mashkim tameim, that's the third item in the Mishnah that we brought before, that if you drink mashkim that are tameim, that makes you into a sheni the tuma. My taima, gazru bei rabbanan tuma. Why did the rabbanan put the gzera together over here as well? De zimnin de shata mashkim et meim, v'shakal ochlim de truma. Because sometimes the opposite, he'll be drinking this mashkia that is tameim, and then he'll pop in some food that is of truma, and that'll make the truma tmeah. V'shari de pumei pasaluba. Hainu hach. It's the same thing. Just one case you have the food in your mouth, one case you have the drink in your mouth, but just the other side of the coin. So ma'adu tema, what do I thought? Hashchichei v'hashloshchichei. One is common, one is uncommon. Common one is that when you're eating, you put liquid in, you drink at the same time. What is uncommon is that someone who's drinking puts food into their mouth at the same time they are drinking. Right, it's not so easy either. Kamash v'lan, that we were choshesh in both these instances, we worry about that. But we worry about whether you're eating food that is tamei, whether you're eating, drinking liquids that are tamei, either one of them makes your body into a sheni the tuma to prevent you from coming into contact with truma, to distance you from truma, because as soon as you become a sheni, you're not going to come into contact with truma, because then you are sel the truma. Rabbeinu Tam over here discusses a gzera that we find in other places, which is, for instance, the Gemara in Erevin, which is dealing with the sizes, the shiurim, for certain items. Over there it talks about kedei achilat pras, chatzi pras. So one of the items that's listed there is v'chetzi chetzia lipsolet agvia. So half of a half, that's enough. If you eat ochlim tmeim, that makes your body tameh. So chetzi chetzia, a pras, is a half a loaf. A loaf is either 6 beitzim or 8 beitzim. So half a loaf is 4 beitzim or 3 beitzim. Half of that would be 1.5 to 2 beitzim. So if you ate 1.5 to 2 beitzim over there, it says that your body will become pasulat agvia. Rabbeinu Tam says, lav hainu gzeira dehocha. That is not the same gzeira over here. According to the reasoning of our Gemara over here, you don't have to eat 1.5 or 2 beitzim to become tamei, your body. Any amount of food, a kabeitza would be sufficient. El psul gviya gzeira kadmonit haita. He says that gzeira is a very early gzeira, much earlier than the 18 that are mentioned over here. The gazru shelo yibayim litot. And they wanted people not to make mistakes. It's an interesting chashash here. Lamar, kamoshu mutar lechol truma achar ochlim tameim. Just like you can eat truma after you eat ochlim tameim. You eat ochlim tameim, they're in your stomach already. Then you eat truma. Even though they're going to mix together in your stomach, inside of you. So a proper person would think, kach mutar lagia truma ochlim tameim bachutz. I think maybe they can come in contact that side. Just like they come in contact the inside, they should be able to come into contact on the outside. But for maga, they didn't make any gezerah. Only that size of a kabeitza lekalamite. Nobody makes a mistake. Shinisha ben shinaim. It's too small. Because you know, once you start eating a beitza, by the time it gets inside of you, you've left a part of it in your mouth. There's no beitza left down below. Nobody's going to make a mistake. The next sarkodim shigil meyav. Of a gezerah dehocha gazru, shivsol af lemaga. That even if you come into contact with truma, you'll have a problem. Teda, and I'll prove to you that it's a gzera kadmonit, because in Baba Batra, there's someone who says that psul gviya is deoraita. Psul gviya is a din deoraita. He says, how could anybody make a mistake? If it's one of the 18 items here, and everybody knew the 18 items, then how would they ever make a mistake or have a havam, you know, that it's a din deoraita? It must be that that's a much earlier gzera. So this is going to happen a lot on this daf, you should know. I mean, both the Gemara itself and Tosafot is going to do the same thing, is that we bump into Gzeirot over throughout Shas, and he's trying to determine, are they the same Gzeirot that we're talking about here, or is there a predated Gzeirot or a later Gzeirot? So in this instance, Tosafot says there's a predated Gzeirot, which is Lifsolet Gviyah, which is that if you eat a Chatzi Pras, which would be 1.5 or 2 Beitzim, that's Poselet Gviyah, meaning to eat Truma. Not to touch Truma, but just to eat Truma, and only at that size. This gzeira and yudchet davar, first of all, made it that if you ate, you became tamei. If you touched truma, it's problematic. Number two is it lowered the threshold down to a beitza. So that's the extension of that original gzeira.
Is there any?
Yeah, because you need to know whether the principles govern. Like, for instance, this chatzi chetzia. What's the shiur for the gzeira here? If you believe they're the same gzeira, that means that you would have to eat at least 1.5 or 2 beitzim in order to be tamei. If you think they're separate gzeirot, then you could say over here it's a kabeitza, over there was an earlier gzeira. So there are reasons to know, because the Gemara in other places gives you qualifications to the gzeira, and that may be different, so we have to know which one governs over here. Right, so next one was in the Mishnah, Haba Roshovru Boba Mayim Shuvim. Someone who goes and puts the majority of his body, including his head, into drawn water. So my time goes Rubei Rabban and Tuma. Why do they make you into a sheni in the Tuma in this instance? Rabbi Amravasi Shibitchila Yutovlim Bemei Me'arot Mikunasim Visruchim. And originally they used to go to the mikveh, as I mentioned yesterday. They had to collect the rainwater from the rainy season during the summer. Everybody went to the mikveh. You can imagine by a month or two into the summer, the water was pretty putrid. It doesn't move. It's still water. And everybody's going to the mikveh there. So they went into the mikveh, and disgusting water. So they came out afterwards. So afterwards, they would take a shower, wash themselves, take a dip in the bath in clean water. So afterwards, they made them into the keva, which the Gemara will discuss in 1 second. So therefore, they were gozulem tuva. So the Gemara says, my keva. What does it mean they made them into a keva? It's not right. The whole process is what you need to become tor. You need the mikveh, and then you need the bath, and then you're tor. Amar le rova, my nafkamina. Rabbi says, why do we care? Hakatav le vehanach. If that was the mistake they were making, then we're okay with it. Because they still end up in the mikveh. Okay, so they take a shower after they went to the mikveh. But at least they went to the mikveh in that case. If that was the instance, the Chazal wouldn't be goes there because we got what we wanted, which is that they went to the mikveh. Ella, amar rabbi sheomrim lo elu mitarim, ella elu mitarim. That was the problem. They said the mikveh is not doing anything at all. And then they were saying, basically, the bath was what was making them tahor. And because of that, you're going to run into a problem. People aren't going to go to the mikveh anymore. So because of that, they were gozer on Rosh Shuv Ruba B'mayim, that if you take a bath afterwards, Mayim Shuvim, then you are tamei. Tamei meaning that you're sheni the tumah, and you don't clear the tumah that you did. Then, Vitahor, Shnaflu al Rosh Shuv Ruba Shlusha Lugim Mayim Shuvim. So this is the next one in the Mishnah, which is that a tahor who has fallen on his body 3 lug mayim shuvim. So this is what Joel asked before. The way that the problem was described was that they were pouring the Mayim Shuvim on top of the individual. It sounds like they took a shower, not that they necessarily took a bath afterwards. And so the Gemara says, my time against Rubei Rabbanan Tumah. So why the Rabbanan goes to Tumah in that case? Diloha Lokai Miha. Because without that one, the other one wouldn't be in place. What they had to do basically was establish that the Mayim Shuvim were problematic. Because if they didn't do that, then this wouldn't work. So this, if you look there carefully about the Lashon, in the second Gzeira here, it says, Vitahor. This is someone who's not Tameh, completely Tahor. If he has the three Lugim that are poured on his head, he becomes Tameh. He becomes a Sheni Lutuma. Our instance is a case where he went to the Mikveh, and then Bo Bayom, he goes into a bath. So the Gemara says the Gzeira is in both of those instances. In the instance where he takes the bath after he went to the Mikveh, in our case is a case where it's a Tahor. And they pour Shlosha Lugim on top of him, he also becomes Tameh, also becomes a Sheni the Tumah. The reason for that is in order to establish that Mayim Shuvim are problematic. If you did not establish that Mayim Shuvim are problematic, you didn't have the Gzeira that even a Tahor has Mayim Shuvim come on him, nobody would agree that after he went to the Mikveh, that he goes into Mayim Shuvim, that all of a sudden he's Tameh again. Nobody would have held that. So what they did was they tried to create a scenario in which Mayim Shuvim are problematic across the board. Right, so once you make it across the board, then we can now establish that after you went to the mikveh, Mayim Shuvim are also problematic.
Okay, so I understand. Even though that they're placing on themselves, but here, they're saying that something that legitimately is okay to do.
Why do you wash before you eat bread? The reason you wash behind eat bread is because of Srach Chuma. It's for the Kohanim. The Kohanim will need to wash their hands before they eat Chuma. So because of that, we have everybody wash their hands beforehand.
Okay, that's an extension of an existing.
So that's the same thing here. They're saying the Gzeira is not to go into Mayim Shuvim after you go to the mikveh. So they're saying that they had to establish that Mayim Shuvim are more problematic. I thought maybe that it's also similar to Tisha Kabin, which is that when you pour Tisha Kabin on your head, that's another way to become the Tahor, right? Valkeri. Here they created pouring the Mayim Shuvim on top is connected to a little bit to that point of the Tisha Kabin. I was thinking that maybe that's the framework for the Gzeira as well. But the point was that they wanted to create a sense that Mayim Shuvim were problematic in terms of Tumah in order that they can make this Gzeira stick for after going to the mikveh. Tosfot discusses on previous Amud by the Mishnah, it says two things that are interesting. He says, number one, it says, about Rosh Rubo b'mayim shuvim, says, Vim Tomer, typically shu tvoyom. He's still a tvoyom. When after you go to the mikveh, you're not tahor. He's still pasul for truma because he's just a tvoyom. He hasn't had Harav Shemesh yet. Yishlomer nafkamina dafilu hirav shimsho posel achi abzor vidbo. So nafkamina is, even if the sun sets that day, he's still tamei from going into the mayim shuvim, and he has to go to the mikveh again. So the sunset won't help him doraita, but will not help him dirabanan. The second thing he asks, which is along your lines of your question, David, which is, he says, Vim Tomer, Maishnad b'tahor lo gazru kim b'nafal. How come by Torah they only did it with the three lug on top? Lo gazru nami b'biyah, kamo b'tvoyom. And why did they make a zero like by the tvoyom, where it's going into the bath? So he says, B'nira the reed b'tahor lo ratu d'gzor yoter. The same, they wanted to make it the same, is exactly the same as the shower when they used to do it after they went to the mikveh. That's what your question was. Oh, that's what I said to you. Wait a second, because it'll be here. Because of that, they made it by the Torah, they limited it just to the way it was done there. But once they got to the dipping into the bath, that they did after the mikveh, even that they wanted to aser because they wanted to prevent any chashash that they get rid of the mikveh. So Tosfot somewhat addresses the issue about it, but in the end it is two gzeirot, but it's a more global gzeirah, which is that it's all about the singular issue, which is that we want to prevent people from thinking the mikveh is not working. Right, so now the next item was v'sefer. Has to do with Sifrei HaKodesh. My time will gazrei Rabbanan Tumah. Why would the Rabbanan gozer Tumah by a sefer? Amar v'sharsha, sh'betchila ayu matznim et ochlim, did Tumah itzel sefer Torah. They used to put together the Truma and the Sifrei Kodesh. Ramru, High Kodesh, High Kodesh. They're both Kodesh, may as well keep them together. Came the Chazuka Atul Dev Seido. What was happening is mice, animals, like food. They don't necessarily like Sifrei Kodesh, but once they're there for the food, they're also going to eat the Sifrei Kodesh. So they saw that it was causing huge losses in terms of Sifrei Kodesh, because Rubei Rabban and Tumah. Rabbanim would gozer Tumah in that instance, so people would not put the Sifrei Kodesh together with the Truma. Raya Daim are the hands, the next one in the Mishnah. Bipnei she'adayim askani yotein. The reason that we made the Yadayim Tmeyot is because they are always touching things, they're always involved with things. So we want you to wash your daim in order to remind yourself if you came to contact with something or to think about that which transpired over that time. So Rashi says, askani yotein b'nogim b'bisaro makom tinofet. They touch his body, they touch places that shouldn't touch. It's not proper for Truma to have those hands touch it. Nim'as lo'ochlim kishenogea ba b'yadayim musavot. And it ruins the ochlim. You can either, other people will see him touch it, or he himself will touch it, it ruins the food. If you ruin the truma, if you make it that people won't eat it, then that's a problem for truma, because you're causing bosses in truma. V'rabotenu mefarshin, chayshin and shem anagu yadayim mitum'a v'nitma. My rebbeim say that we're afraid that he touched and came into contact with some tuma, which is the way I described it. I described it a little differently. Rashi says they worried about coming into contact with tuma, and that was it. The way it's described by others of the Rishonim is that they came into tuma, and it helps to remind you, oh, maybe I did, and then the person will be mafrish. But over here, the way he is, Rebbeim explained it, they came into contact with tuma. Rashi says, I don't understand that at all. Number one, maybe he touched the nava tuma, and his whole body is tamei. So why do you worry just about the yadayim? You should worry about the whole goof. Number two is, why do you need netilat yadayim? You should require tevila b'mikveh. So Rashi rejects that explanation. I explained it based on somehow the other Roshonim formulated, which is, it's not that we're going to be metahir, you're dying this way. It's a way to remind you that maybe you didn't focus on what you touched, and now when you wash your hands, you go, oh my gosh, right, I touched that thing before, and now I'm tameh. But it's not a way to actually be metahir the yadayim. That's the only way to explain it based on his Rebbeim. Rashi himself says it's an issue of hygiene. Just an issue that it's not hygienic. You're going to touch the food, it's going to ruin the food, and nobody's going to eat the truma, and it's hefsei truma. So that's the problem over here. All right, so now the Gemara says, Tano, afa yadayim ba'ot machmat sefer poslot et truma. Even hands that touched sefer kodesh, they are poselet et truma mishum de Rabbi Franach. Damer Rabbi Franach, am Rabbi Yochanan, ochei sefer Torah rum, nikvar arum. Someone who holds a Sefer Torah naked is buried naked. Arum salkadat naked. El amar avzer arum below mitzvot. He becomes empty with all mitzvot. Below mitzvot salkadat el ima arum below uta mitzvah. He's naked without that mitzvah. So now, this Gemara is a Gemara from the end of Megillah as well, which is someone who is doing hagba galila. If they touch the Sefer Torah without any intermediary, they don't use something to hold the Torah with, over there, the Gemara says, and it's quoted here similarly, that he's naked of that mitzvah. Which means that he loses the schar that he would have gotten for doing the glila over there. As Tosfos points out over here, it depends what you're doing. If he's holding the Torah to read or to learn from it, then he loses out the learning schar, because he touched the Torah, the naked part of the Torah. If he's doing it to wrap it, then he loses the schar glila. Whichever mitzvah you're involved in, then if you touch the klaf in those instances, then that is considered to be inappropriate, and you lose out in that mitzvah. So the chachamim goes there, that yadayim that came into contact with the sefer would be shneim the tumah, also again to push people away from touching the sefer, from coming into contact with the sefer, because that would cause their yadayim then to be a sheni the tumah. Tosfot over here begins to discuss the question of ordering of the gezerot. I'm going to come back to it in 1 second because the Gemara itself asks the question. The Gemara says, "Hai gozor bereisha." Which one came first? Which one was the first? Ilema ha-gazur bereisha stam yadayim. We had before, yadayim are metameh. Kevan da'ach gazur bereisha ha-tu lomali. Then what do you need that you're touching the sfarim for? I mean, if you already are tameh just because you're yadayim are tameh, then what happens to do with touching the sefer? Ella, ha-gazur bereisha must be that touching the sefer came first. V'hadar gozor b'kulu yadayim. Then they went together and put it on all yadayim. So here it's clear that the order of the gzerot had to be that first, coming to contact with the sefer, then secondarily was the case of total yadayim. Tosfot adds in another dynamic to this. He says, if you look in the bottom, it's towards the bottom of yadayim and aleph, the third to last Tosfot. He says, af yadayim ba'ot machmat sefer. Niktani af, mash madala sefer gazru tchila. The first one goes there on the sefer, and then from the hands that came into contact with sefer, came into stam yadayim l'sof gazru, and then in the end they did all yadayim. The Gemara, come on, imkain yadayim abod machmat sefer bo bayom gazru. Sounds like that yadayim that came from the sefer happened on that day. Topic in zera the sefer, the zera the stam yadayim gazru lehem imkain habut tfei miyutchet davar. Now you have more than 18 items. V'im ne'amar dal yadayim abod machmat sefer lo bo to per gazru. That yadayim that came from the sefer wasn't then. Elam kodem lekain. Have a atishapir. That would work well. Achlashon af lo mashmakein. But it says af, which means also means that they already had the tumata sefer in place. And then they af, they put in this idea that the yadayim coming from the sefer. Vodoy takeshi gazrua yadayim vadayin sefer at smolo yaposila to chuman. It also doesn't logically make sense. How could you have a sefer that is not tamei? And if you touch the sefer, your yadayim become tamei. So Tosfot says that the order was sefer tameh, yadayim touch the sefer become tameh, and then stam yadayim. So you have a progression of the Tumah here. But he runs into a problem. He says, well, what happened on which day? Sounds like here that you might have a problem with the Yudchet Davar, because you're trying to create an order, but we know that Stam Yadayim happened on that day, and we know that the Sefer was mentioned on that day. So then, Yadayim Machmada Sefer also had to be on that day. So now you have all three Gzeirot being on that day. You have a problem here, which is mentioning, which is then you really have more than 18 items on that day. So this difficulty, which Tosfot is trying to deal with in terms of the order of the Gzeirot, meaning that you have the Gzeirot Sefer, then what seems to be the Gzeirot of Yadayim that touch Sefer, and then Stam Yadayim, but we know that Sefer is on the Yudchet Davar, and Stam Yadayim on the Yudchet Davar, so then what's the time gap here? That question leads the Rishonim Achronim to come up with different counts in the 18. If you look in the Rambam's count of the 18, he has Yadayim Machmata Sefer, and then Stam Yadayim. He does not have Sefer there in it at all. On the other hand, the Bartanura, when he has his count of 18, he has Sefer in there, and Stam Yadayim, but does not have Yadayim Machmata Sefer. It's clear that they're both dealing with this part of the Gemara here, which is which Gezerah belongs, and which Gezerah does not belong as part of the Yudchet Davar, because they all seem to have happened on the same day, yet the Gemara is kind of laying them out as some sort of continuum, some sort of progression. I don't know if there was a progression even on that day that they had a progression, but there is some difficulty you see here with the progression of the Gezerot. Right, so next is Tvul Yom. It says Tvul Yom Doraito. Why is Tvul Yom mentioned in the list, in the Mishnah? Tvul Yom is a din min haTorah. Dichtivu ba shemesh v'teher. That the sun will set and then it will become tahor. And the Gemara says that's speaking about Truma. That until the sun sets, he is tameh. Means that he's a Tvul Yom. Tvul Yom is problematic to come into contact with Truma min haTorah. Until the sun sets, until Harev Shemsho. The Gemara says, Sameh mikan Tvul Yom. Erase Tvul Yom. As Tosko points out, don't erase it from the Mishnah, but erase it from the Yudchet Davar. It's still in the Mishnah because it's true. It's a Sheni the Tumah. Tvul Yom is a Sheni the Tumah and is Mitamei Tumah. It just happens to be it's Mitamei Tumah mi Doraita and mi Derabanan. So that can't be counted as one of the 18 items. So the Mara says, Va'ochlim shenitme'u b'mashkim. Ochlim that became Tamei through liquids. B'mashkim demai. What type of liquids are we talking about over here? Ilema d'mashkim ba'im machmat sheretz. We're talking about liquids that came into contact with the sheretz. A sheretz is an avatuma. Liquids that come into contact with an avatuma are a rishon l'tuma. The liquids that are rishon l'tuma would make a ochel a sheni l'tuma. And that would be midoraita to be a sheni l'tuma, and would affect truma, which can be a shlishi l'tuma. So if that's the case, we're talking about a doraita level problem. Dichtiv. V'chom asher asher yishateh. Any liquid that one drinks. Now actually the case here in Parshat Shmini that the Torah is talking about is talking about inside of a kli cheres. A sheretz that's inside of a kli cheretz, and either there's food inside of there, or there are liquids inside of there, they become a sheni l'tuma. Because the sheretz makes kli cheretz into a rishon l'tuma, and then the rishon l'tuma makes the liquids into a sheni l'tuma. But over here, we're looking for the liquids to be a rishon l'tuma, and Rashi and Tosfot both point out, the Gemara learns that from a kal v'chomer. A kal v'chomer that if the liquids have become tamei through a sheretz that's inside of the kli cheres, then if they come directly into contact with the sheretz, certainly they'd be a rishon l'tuma. Ella must be mashkim habaim machmat yadayim. That you have liquids that came into contact with hands. V'gzeira mishum mashkim habaim machmat sheretz. And they were gozer here because of liquids that possibly came into contact with the sheretz. So what were we afraid of? We're afraid of the liquids that came into contact with the sheretz, which would really be a rishon l'tuma, and would cause a sheni l'tuma midoraita. So therefore they said that any liquids that come into contact with your hands, which are tmeim midrabanan, they will make the mashkim into rishon l'tuma to the extent that they affect the ochel afterwards to become a sheni l'tuma. So this is all a din drabanan of hands coming into contact with mashkim because of a fear of liquids that come in contact with the sheretz. Right, so there is a problem. What you raised is true, and it is a problem, which is, there is a gzeirah, that anything that is mitamei truma makes a mashki into a rishon. It's a mishnah in Chulin, it's a mishnah in other places. So then, this gzeirah over here, you have to ask, and Tosfos is going to ask you your question again. How does that relate to that other gzeirah? How do you separate between this gzeirah and the other gzeirah? So we'll do that in 1 second. Kelim shnitmu b'mashkim. The next one in the mishnah is, kelim that came into contact with liquids. Kelim d'itmu b'mashkim d'mai. Again, what's the scenario? If we're talking about any liquid that emanates from a zav, any liquid that's similar to his ziva, which is mitagel, collects first and then is disposed of by the zav, that could be spit, that could be mucus, that could be urine, all of those items, when they exit the Zav, have a din of Av HaTuma. Well, if that's the case, Doraita Ninu. Then they're going to be Doraita. Dichtiv, because the Pasuk says, V'hi Yocharuk HaZav B'Tahor. When the Zav spits on the Tahor, the Gemara Darshin in Nida, that B'Tahor means, Masha B'Yad Tahor, Timei Tilecha. What's in the hand of the Tahor, I made Tamei for you. So an object that is in the hand of the Tahor will become Tamei. A kli can only accept tuma from an ava tuma. That means that the liquids emanating from the zav are an ava tuma. They make the kli into a rishon the tuma. But that's mina Torah. So that can't be what we're discussing over here. Ella mashkim abayim machmat sheretz. These are liquids that came into contact with the sheretz. Liquids that come into contact with the sheretz. The sheretz is an ava tuma. Liquids that come into contact with the sheretz are a rishon the tuma. And they would make a sheni. Mizera mishum mashkim dezav. And we worry about mashkim dezav because if the liquids had emanated from a zav, the liquids would be an avatuma, and they would have the ability to be mitamei a keli. Liquids that come into contact with sheretz are a rishon l'tuma, they have no impact on a kli. So what the chachamim did was, even liquids that came into contact with the sheretz, they made that it's mitamei kelim because of the case of liquids that emanate from a zav. So now, Tosafot over here asks, when I mentioned before, we have a Mishnah in other places, which says that anything that makes Tumah Pasul makes the Mevashkim into a Tekhilah, makes the liquid a Rishon Tumah. So Tosafot asks, Mi'in Tomer, Mahut Shukhul Gzeira Zu? What do you need to Gzeira? It's came to Gazur Yadayim Poslot at the Tumah. Once you make it that Yadayim are Sheni the Tumah, they're Poslot the Tumah, Im Kei Mashkim Shenagubayim have a Tekhilah. Then any liquid that comes in contact with the hands is a Rishon Tumah. The Chol Poslot the Tumah, Mitamei Mashkim Liot Tekhilah. Anything that makes tuma pasul, they were gozer makes mashkim into a rishon le tuma. V'yesh lomar the ochlim shenit meu b'mashkim hainu gzeira to chol posel to tuma. They're the same gzeira. This is the gzeira. V'ad hashda lo nigzera. This is one of the yudchet davar. V'ad amar b'mashkim abayim machmat yadayim hu adin machmat kol posel tuma. So here when the Gemara says that it's coming into contact with the Yadayim, that are sheni the Tumah doesn't just mean Yadayim. It means anything that's posel Tumah. So Tosfot here equates the two Gzeirot and says that they're the same Gzeirah. Then, in the next Tosfot he says, Ela mashkim abayim machmat sheret, so Marie, Tu adin avay matzah diminkat mashkim abayim machmat Yadayim. Shagam hei mitamim kli lipsol Tumah. Ela nakat mashkim abayim machmat sheret, lashminu dafilu hanach lo abi ela midrabanan. So it mentions that they're coming from sheret to show you that's also only midrabanan. But in Ochanami, even if your hands touch liquids, it would also become a rishon l'tumah, and you'd have the same problem. So you see, Tosfot trying again to deal with other mishnayot, other gzeirot, and equate them to this yudchet davar. Here, Tosfot says they are the same gzeira. Okay, now the Gemara moves on to the next gzeira. V'yadayim tamidei shamay v'hilel gazur, shamay v'hilel gazur. What do you mean? Beit Shamay and Beit Hillel argued about the issue of yadayim. That's from Shammai and Hillel themselves, the Tanya. Yossi ben Yoezer Ish Tzredav, Yossi ben Yochan Yishulayim, Gazru Tumah al Eretz Ha'amim. They would go there that in Chutz Laretz, the land is Tameh, as Rashi points out, Mishum Kvarim, because we don't know where the people are buried, and therefore there is either Tumat, Masa, or Maga from either the mate that's there, or the Rekev, or the dirt. And according to those that think that a non-Jew also has Tumat Oel, then you have a problem with Tumat Oel. So there goes there Tumah al Eretz Ha'amim. Val Kli Zuchuchit, on glass utensils, which the Gemara will get to later and explain why. Shimon Bechechach Tivkein Ketubah Lisha. He established a Ketubah Pisha. Obviously, he didn't establish a Ketubah. It's a Machlok, whether it's Ketubah is Doraita or Derabanan. But it's clear that Shimon Bechechach was not the one who put a Ketubah in place. What Shimon Bechechach established was how the lien on the Ketubah works. He established that when you gave a Ketubah, you encumbered all of your items, all of your property to the Ketubah. And that is that anything that is there at the time that he put the ketubah in place is encumbered to the woman in order to prevent people from divorcing their wives willy-nilly. Because if they designated the collateral up front, then basically the money was already set aside and the loss was taken already. So to divorce his wife, you just say, take your money and go. Over here, when they encumbered the entirety of the property and they did not set aside the money up front, the loss came at the time that he gave the get. And therefore, he'd be more reluctant to give the get at that time. Because Zayar Tumah Kli Metechot, again, tomorrow in the subsequent Tapim, we'll get to this, about Tumah from metallic Kelim. Shammai V'Yisrael, Hillel, Gazru Tumah Le'Yadayim. Shammai V'Yisrael make this Tumat Yadayim. V'Chitayim HaShammai V'Siyato V'Hillel V'Siyato means, Shammai and Hillel doesn't mean them alone, but them and their Batei Midrash. So it means Shammai and Beit Shammai, Hillel and Beit Hillel. From Yehuda, Amar HaShmuel, Yudchet Davar Gazru, Ubi Yudchet Nechluku. that there are 18 things that they were gozer, and there were 18 items about which they disagreed. Shmai and Hillel only argue in three places in Shas. Okay, the Gemara will get to, maybe that's not so true, but they definitely don't get up to 18. Damar Rav Huna, Begimel Mekamot Nechluku, Betulo, that's it. They argued in three places and no more. The Gemara will challenge from other places and have to answer that. That means that Shmai and Hillel definitely made a Gzeirah of Yadayim, independent of their students. So now we have two Gzeirot by Yadayim. So how are we going to explain that? So now the Gemara is going to try to explain these two Gzeirot. So the first attempt at explaining it is, Chitei Ma'atu Inu Gazur Litulot. They made the gzeirah that the Yadayim made the truma that you have to leave it until it goes bad, like any other din d'rabbanan. V'atzel tamidayim because ruli tzvof. And the Talmidim say you burn it right away. So Gemara says, "Amar ilfa Yadayim tchilatan gzeiratan l'sreifa." That the original gzeirah by Yadayim was to burn the truma right away. Ela ata'inu gazur velo kabulu min ayu. Shammai and Hillel were gozer by Yadayim, and the people did not accept the gzeirah. It did not take hold. Then Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel came. Gazru v'kiblu minayu. They put the gzeirah in place, and it worked. So the Gemara says, "Vakatei Shlomo gazar." What are you talking about? We have another gzeirah of Yadayim from Shlomo Melech. Damer Yudah Mashmo b'shashet tikein Shlomo eruvin. The time that Shlomo put in place eruvin. Here we're talking about eruv chatzerot, prevent carrying on Shabbat and make people make a mistake of going to the Shul Rabim. He also put into place Nitilat Yadayim. That's the bad kol v'amra bini im chalcham libecha yismach libi. That if your wisdom is good, then I will be happy as well. Yismach libi gamani. Bracham bini b'samach libi v'ashiva chorfi davar. So again, these psukim actually quoted brachot when
Chilav,
David's son, defends, protects him against Achitofel and answers him. He says that, you know, his chokhmah protected me, and therefore the simcha here was the simcha of David. Over here, the Gemara's darshan, that's the simcha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that when Shlomo put these in place, Hashem was happy, meaning that these make a lot of sense. So Ata Shlomo Gazar the Kodashim. Shlomo Gzera for Nitilat Yadayim was only on the Kodashim. V'ata Inu B'Gazur Af L'Truma. And then the additional Gzera of Shammai and Hillel was even to include Truma. That was rejected by the people, or was not accepted widely by the people. Then Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel came along and put it in place, where then it became fully accepted, which was this Gzera of Yadayim. So you see here, you have a progression of this Gzera of Yadayim, which is in one of the Yudchet Davar. The final one is then Talmida Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel put it in place for Truma. That's what would be when the Yudchet Davar, that's Talmida Yadayim Ar Mitamim, the Truma.